Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix. Mix. 100.
What's up, my little Jack and Cokes?
Oh, happy Wednesday.
What's going on there?
Well,
Long Island. I just... What's a drink? What's a drink? What's
quick,
a drink?
Quick! My little Bloody Mary. This whole, you know, I announced to you guys a couple weeks ago, I'm not drinking for a while. No drinking. Not drinking. I'm going to be healthy. And since then, I've drank about 7 times.
Jeez.
So how's it going?
It's not going so good. No, well, again, we had people in from Iowa last night, and we grilled, and we had, you know, queso dip and munchies and burgers and, you know, the whole nine. And... you know what comes along with that? And people from Iowa, drinking.
Yeah.
A lot of drinking. So we, cracked open a couple cold ones last night. And Nicole was making this drink that she likes. There's two different ones that she likes. It's Fireball and Dr. Pepper.
Oh, my.
Ooh, a little dirty gosh. Dr. Pepper.
Pretty darn tasty.
Yeah.
And then she's on board with this stuff. It's like a coconut rum, and it's called Rum Haven. And it's kind of light.
Yeah.
It's made with coconut water.
Yeah.
Rum Haven and Diet Coke. And I'm telling you what, guys, a couple of those, you're feeling pretty darn good.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was a good night last night. We had Knick-Knack's side, her aunt and uncle, and my mother-in-law over, and just, you know, kind of caught up a little bit and really enjoyed their company. A couple of my most favorite people on the planet.
Oh.
Uncle Tony and Aunt Lee.
Love that.
Yeah, and the kids were excited to see him. And it's funny, we're in about a month and a half, we're going to turn around and go see them in Iowa. And it's been a few years since we've been out there, so we're excited. They got a new house and all that, so we're going to go see them.
Yeah.
Did the weather hold?
Sweating the humidity.
Wait, is this the family that you brought to the studio once before? I have
it
met this family.
Is.
I have
so
met
you've
this
met
family.
Them. Yes, you are here.
I got to see them all of like 60 to 90 seconds.
Right.
They were
right.
Fabulous.
It's like, funny. You were like the topic of a lot of conversation last night. Like, tell us about Katie. What's Katie's story, you know? What's her backstory?
She talks a lot.
Yeah.
That's what he said. She's got a lot of things to say.
We were listening on the way in.
I pretty much said, she wears me out. She's exhausting. And I can't wait to leave the studio every
day.
She's
like a toddler.
That's Katie in a nutshell. She's like a toddler.
Oh,
she doesn't
sweet.
Shut up. She's always eating crappy food. And she's always got her hand down the back of her pants.
You know, you're just lucky you don't have to change me.
That's Katie in a nutshell. But it was a really, really good night. And you know what? I appreciate them because they looked at their watch last night and it was 7 o'clock and they go, well, we're done.
Oh. Yay!
You have to get up early.
God bless
we
them.
We are leaving.
What?
And when they left and you know, drove off, I looked at Nicole and I was like, how courteous are they?
Right?
That's awesome.
They are good people.
No one
Nobody.
Ever does that. No
Nobody.
One does
Nobody.
That.
Nicole's mom would have sat there till 2 a.m., you know, because she's got nothing else to do. But they looked at their watch and was like, 7. Jeremy, what time do you get up? Okay, we're out of here. Let's pack things up.
Wow.
So courteous. I was like, now that's what I'm talking about.
The awareness.
You come over, you catch up, you have a good time, and then you leave.
Yeah, well, they're here all week, you said, so they've got time to catch up.
Well,
right?
No, this is the only day we're seeing them. They're going to a Red Rocks concert and doing some things with some other friends, and then they're going to bounce. So it was just last night that we were going to see them.
But you'll see them again soon in Iowa.
We'll be
so
out in Iowa
you'll be good.
Seeing them.
Okay.
We'll be out in the fields plucking some corn together.
You said Lee
go.
And Tony, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Lee and Tony.
Oh, they're the best.
That's very sweet.
Josh had an incident last night, it sounds like, in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Did you almost come to blows?
I wanted to, man. I was not happy. So I went to a little restaurant last night for dinner, and as I was leaving the restaurant, I could see where my car was parked, and there was a lady next to it who was getting something out of the backseat of her car. I couldn't tell what it was, but she was bumping into her car door, which was then just ramming my car.
Oh, like, she was hitting your car?
Yeah, thump, she was door dinging the thump. Crap out of my car. Like, I'm talking like 5 or 6 times. So I'm at the point where I'm walking up to it, and I'm like pretty upset. I'm pretty, pretty mad. And I'm like, do I confront her or just go to my car? So I went to confront her. I've never done this before, but I went to her and I was like, hey, you are hitting my car repeatedly. And she denied it at first. And she was like, no, I didn't. And I was like, yeah, you did. I just walked up and saw the entire thing. And I pointed it out and I showed her and I was like, this is what you just did to my car. And so she was like, oh, I'm sorry. But like, what do you do in that instance? Like, she's not going to pay for anything.
I know.
And if there's no damage, like, you almost want to take her door. Was your like truck dirty? Like, where you could open the door and see like right where it had been.
Oh, right where it hit. Yeah.
And you're like, hello.
That's what I showed her. I was like, that's the ding you just did. That's the door ding right there. And I wanted to like wait till she left and then open my like passenger door and just as hard as I can open it.
Wham.
But I was like, no, like, it's fine. Don't do that. Everything's fine.
Eye for an eye.
But no, seriously, when you see someone doing that, I like started seeing red as I'm walking up towards her. I'm like, you don't do that to my car.
Oh,
it's just common courtesy. Like, I never open my doors wide enough to where I'm hitting other cars.
Yeah, that's something I always am. Absolutely. Every time you get out of the car, you make sure you are not within dinging distance.
Well, like, I've got a big truck. Like, it is hard to find parking spots that you're not, you know, pretty close to other people's cars. And so I'm always like, sometimes I'm doing the whole thing where I'm like, suck it in and like squeeze through the crack in my door and all. Like, I'm so courteous to other people. And yet I walk up on someone door dinging 5 or 6 times the crap out of my car.
Well, and then to deny it.
Yes.
I straight up go, no, I didn't. I was like, yeah, you did.
And rarely do you see someone do it. Usually you just come out and you see a mark on your car. You're like, when did that happen?
I may or may not have hit the back of a truck pushing a cart through a couple cars the other day. Like a cart, you know.
Jeremy.
That's Sam's Club's carts are so wide.
They're big.
And I was squeaking, you know, as slow as I could in between the rear bumper and the front of somebody's car, trying to get through, and it hit the bumper of the guy's truck.
And you did
nothing. And I looked. I was like, did anything happen? And we were in the clear. It was fine. But then you immediately do that thing where you look up at the window and like, is he sitting in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
This could be an issue.
I hit a Harley with my water bottle and that was hard because it was ding.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it was and then it was vibrating for forever and I'm like, stop it. You know?
As long as the bike didn't fall over,
I know,
you should be good, right?
Still, those, like, because you know they take good care and they're watching out
don't
the
window.
Don't
be touching my hog.
I know.
Oh, they have like that sixth sense where someone's near my bike. Who's near it?
Don't
Who's near my bike?
He's in a barn. It's like,
yeah, no, seriously. It's like, yes.
And then my luck, one would fall and it would knock all the other ones down. And then I'd have a bunch of angry bikers coming at me.
Your bottle's heavy duty. Did you do any damage?
I don't know.
No?
You
didn't look?
Ran. I was like,
Katie, does that surprise you?
No. She's like, I'm out.
Are you serious?
I was afraid of the angry bikers.
Okay, but
I ran. Woo.
That's a good way to meet a man, though, Katie.
Oh, you think? I should just go.
I'm so sorry.
My mistake, but your chrome is so shiny.
What kind of bike's that? A Yamaha?
Would you ever want to be a little backpack?
No.
You know the one that rides on the back?
Is that what they call
them? They call them a backpack,
Absolutely not.
You ride on the back of
a
backpack. No? That's not you?
Very degrading.
That does sound degrading.
No. Oh, my. No, that's like the slang. It's not. It's just you ride on the back of a motorcycle.
I've never heard
that
before.
Back of someone's. Yeah, so you hold on to them.
You're the little
backpack.
That's not degrading.
Did you just make that up?
No,
I feel like he just made that up.
That's what you call them. You backpack.
We're going to learn today, Jer.
No, I'm serious. You're a little backpack. You just ride on the back of them.
That's very interesting.
Come on, little lady. You're my backpack tonight.
You, Jer, could be a backpack too, buddy.
I don't want to be a backpack.
Don't put anything in me. No.
Find yourself a guy with a chopper. No. Ask the bike
so
community, Jeremy.
No. It's a big backpack.
If you're
a
biker, call right now. Is that a term? 303-691-1649. You really call the little lady on the back a backpack?
Well, it doesn't. Yeah. Yes.
Or the fella.
Or the fella.
Or Jer Bear on the back.
Jer Bear.
Yeah. Wrapping his arms around your hips.
We need confirmation. We need backpack confirmation.
Slow down. You're going too fast.
Shut up, backpack. See?
Hang on tighter.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
You learn something new every day.
I think you make things up every day.
No.
Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.